right now. Susan Wells.
This is Susie.
Hey, is this Susan?
This is.
Hey, Susan, this is Charlie with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Charlie?
Good. How was your birthday?
It was fun.
I'm glad you had a fun birthday. I called you yesterday. I know, you know, we weren't able to kind of connect there yesterday. Wanted to just give you a call here today to see if you were able to talk with your partner. I think it was it Frederick?
Yeah, I haven't been able to catch up with him yet. I've been, like, slowly talking to him about it. But we really haven't, like, got to sit down so I could, like, pull decisions out of him. And I had one question for you. Sorry, let me go try to find it.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, if we just use you for hosting, what options, do you have, like, a list of, like, what's available in the dashboard to us?
So the only thing that would be available in the dashboard if you're just using hosting is just going to be the website where, I mean, everything else would be blank at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to show you, like, how many clicks you guys are getting through Google or, you know, a Facebook retargeting campaign or anything like that. We're just hosting your site and managing it, so you would be able to check the website, which you can just click over to it. And then if you're like, hey, I would like to add or take off or play around with this, can we make that happen over here? The answer is yes, we would be able to do that for you. But that's the only thing that'll populate as far as numbers. Now, that'll still show you, like, Google or leads or calls or anything like that, but it's just going to have, like, a hyphen because we're not doing anything to program you there at that point of searching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And then, so if we do, and then the other thing too, I wanted to ask, if we do have Local Splash, just turn it back on, it's not a contract, right? It's like at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just, anytime you wanted to pause or cancel the service, you absolutely could. We just ask that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And then from there, we go ahead and pause or cancel the service at that point for you guys. You guys don't get charged for your next bill, your next monthly service.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no, like, pause or cancellation penalties either. So you just call in, let us know. If you guys wanted to do that, that's always an option for you guys.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can I give you my recommendation for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Personally for me, if you guys want the website, I would suggest that you guys at least do some type of SEO content creation for your Google business site. So that way, just in your local area, you guys can be tailored on that first page placements. If you guys are just hosting a site, essentially, the site is just up and running, and it's not necessarily to say that anybody will see the site. It's just up and running, right? But if you combine that with just, like, the bare minimum SEO package that we have for your Google Business Profile, it's just $100 more. So it's going to be – or $150 more. So it's going to be $199 month to month. And that's just going to be the programming to the first page placements just for the Google Business Profile itself. With the website. That is going to be my recommendation if you're looking to kind of do anything with getting exposure. Again, if you want to, like, push out into, like, the 50-mile radius, you'll have to do something else with, like, a Facebook retargeting campaign, which is $249, or you'd have to go higher up into Google Ads, where, I mean, I think what you guys want to do is you kind of just want a steady flow of kind of working your guys' way back up. So yeah. my recommendation would be the 249 with the Facebook campaigns, because that gets you a farther mile radius. But again, if you guys are looking for just the website hosting, I would do the Google SEO content creation with it, because at that point now the website is being showcased on the first page. It's not just being up and running at that point. So okay. For whatever it's worth, I would either with the 249 or the 199 for you guys. It's just going to be better alternative to reach customers. And I always say, like, you know, we want to make sure that we're getting quality customers contacting you guys directly. If you guys just have a website, that's not going to be the case. And there's not going to be any metrics. So if you're like, hey, Frederick, we're going to just restart the website. And he's like, okay, cool. And then in a month, he's like, what's the metrics on it? I don't want you guys to think like, oh, well, there's nothing here. What are you guys doing for us? I want to make sure the cards are out on the table and you guys know what we're doing for you at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, want to get the website back up, and I'd prefer to do, like, the 250 and then just to get, like, something up and out there, and then maybe work with you or somebody to get the website, like, a little bit more tailored to this business.
Yeah.
That's what absolutely. I want to do, so I'm going to ask him, if you want to, like, send me an email, and then we can just, like, talk back and forth so you don't have to try and catch up with me. Because I just do this on the side. I have a real job, too.
Right. I remember
so
you telling
I
me
can... So I can – I'm going to ask him if I can turn on the 250 again and then probably go from there. Yeah. And then just to, like, get it back on, and then we can play with the some of the settings, I guess. That's
okay.
Say.
Okay. So let me just make sure. So I tried to send you an email, I think, last time.
Yeah, and I got it set up right. It's really? So it's Suzie, S-U-Z-I, at nightscapesoutdoorlighting.com.
Okay, let me make sure. So
I didn't even build it. I just thought it
was. You just thought it was up.
Like a team of like 50 people behind me just to like do it. And
yeah.
Like, oh wait, I have to do it.
Yeah. It has to be up and running for me to send you something there.
Right. Oh, I just assume that there's like these invisible workers behind me doing it.
Well, that's where we would come in. We would help you out there. So that team of agents would be there to showcase that for you guys. Suzie, S-U-Z-I?
Yeah, at nightscapesoutdoorlighting.com.
Nightscapesoutdoorlighting.com. Okay. I want to make sure this is correct. All right. Actually, not correct. Let me see if I can change the name. Give me one sec here. Okay, perfect. That'll be it. Okay, let me make sure that this gets sent over to you.
All right.
It's going to come from Charlie Mullenkamp. That's going to be my first and last name, at localsplash.com. I just sent it, so I'm going to make sure that it doesn't kick back to me this time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it went through this time because it says it's sent. Couple minutes here.
I got it.
Perfect. Okay, so it has the full breakdown for you guys there for what we would do. Obviously, we'd reinstate the website there too, so that's included in the price. But that's really what's going to help you guys get pushed out in front of your customers, making sure that the website is on there as well, too, okay?
And then do we have like a dedicated person that we work with if we get it turned back on?
So you could always reach out to me. That's perfectly fine. On the bottom there, one, you have my email. Two, you have my extension. But you would have a team of agents. So we do have experts that work on different things. It's not just like one size fits all. So we have a special person that works on websites. We have a special person that works on Google. And then we have special people that work on the Facebook retargeting campaign. So you would have different people that you would work with, but you could always request to talk to those people as well. So let's say, you know, we get you reinstated and you get an onboarding call with one of my colleagues, Joyce, let's just, for example, and you're like, hey, Joyce, could I always reach out to you if I wanted to change something or add something? And then she would either say, yeah, you can, absolutely, and then I can take that to the next person, or I can get you in direct contact with whoever that you need to at that point as well. But you always have me as a point of reference for sure.
Okay, awesome. That's a good, okay, cool. I like it. All right, let me find Fred and get permission to turn it on, and I'll pop you an email, and we'll go from there. Because I think that when we talked before, you said you would, I'll write it up in the email. You said that you'd talk to about some of the settings and things like that that were like that before, so it would go through a sort of like an audit, I guess, of like what it was before the last time. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you want changes, you're absolutely able to do any type of changes. That's why you have access direct with my tech team, because they are going to contact you or Fred, depending on how you guys want to set it up. And then they'll redo the onboarding call, so that way they can fix those issues, make sure you guys are populating in the areas and for the services that you guys want to provide.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much. I'm going to track Fred down, and then I'll shoot you an email, and we'll get going, okay?
Sounds good, Susie. I will wait for your email, and then I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. No problem. You too. Bye-bye.